Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, NFL is back.
Most importantly,
I love it, Drew. That was the best.
Well done. I've been waiting a whole year for that one.
God, I love it.
And on opening night, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, gonna be a fun episode. We are on today's podcast. We're gonna start the YouTube Hall of Fame. We're gonna make something that's not addictive. And lastly, what does the patient actually mean when answering questions at the doctor? But first, the man who once got caught under a pile of produce at a local grocery store and went unnoticed for 7 hours, Ben Trimmer, what are you drinking?
Yeah, thanks, Trev. Yeah, I ate my way out. It was great. So
lots of fiber.
Yeah. Two full days in the shitter.
How did you wipe, out of curiosity?
He didn't.
Yeah, I had some extra lettuce lying around. So tonight, I got an early morning. I got to wake up at 5 a.m. So I went Bud Light Seltzers. But I'm doing these fun retro tie-dye things. So have a few of these going on. I'm drinking blue raspberry right now. It's a seltzer. Drew Mulls, what are you drinking?
I'm on a similar route with you. I went back to the basic white girl drink with the White Claw. Surge.
Yes.
8% alcohol. Oh god,
8%.
Great, yeah. Commercials.
Yeah, the 12 pack is like $15 and there's 4 different flavors. They're really good. I'm not the hugest fan of White Claw, but they actually did a good job of these. Richard Madison, what are you drinking?
I'm doing a Georgia Red from the Tucker Brewing Company this evening.
Nice. Tucker like makes Tucker. Good beer, yeah.
They do,
after my obligatory 3 Long Islands to, pregame the podcast. what I'm drinking currently is the beer.
As is tradition.
Yeah. What are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking my favorite spiced rum, my 23-year-old Ron Zacapa.
Dude.
What?
How do you, every week you have something really nice,
Is that really what it's called?
I'm proud of you for spending your money on really nice liquor.
I only drink top really shelf. Newer. It's almost like I should come up with a Hall of Fame of liquors.
I'm not letting you have that.
I'm not.
Because if it doesn't come in a glass bottle, you're not allowed to drink it after a certain age. So that's the rule.
What does that have to do with YouTube? Oh, wait, guys,
I'm just not letting you have that segue.
I did it. It's done. Deal with it. Guys,
almost like you chocolate rain.
Oh, it was a segue.
It was a segue, man.
Yes, yes.
Guys, gentlemen, I've been watching a lot of YouTube. By the way, we're going to be on YouTube soon.
Hey.
FF fun fact. I've been watching a lot of YouTube and I was like, I want to revisit some old ones. Pause? What? God damn it. What?
FF fun fact?
Yes, it's redundant.
Stop trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen. All right.
It's like going to the ATM machine, Travis. I hate it.
I've been using that for a year and you guys are just now calling me out on it.
Yeah, this is the first time it's registered.
Well, you're just a little bit more sober than normal, so. Hurry up.
Do I need a 4th Long Island?
All right. Yes. Please. Shut up. I mean, I want to come up with the YouTube Hall of Fame. What are our favorite? We can do favorites. We're not necessarily talking best. This is, we all have our top three that we want to immortalize forever. What YouTube videos should be in our newly created YouTube Hall of Fame? Who's got answers?
I've got. All right. I'm going
to go Ben.
I'm going to start with an old school one. It's probably the oldest one on the list. Maybe not, but it's pretty old. I'm going muffins. I love the YouTube muffins video. I still watch it today. I've been watching it for 20 years. It's hilarious. And the guy is like the epitome of like original dry humor where he just, I don't know. It's a minute and a half long, but it's hilarious. I'm going muffins. That's like my top YouTube video of all time.
Is that the same guy who did shoes?
It is.
Okay, that's same what I guess. Guy
did shoes.
What were your other three?
Muffins. Just
muffins.
That's yeah, such Rick. That's you, when you see it, Rick, you'll know.
You'll know.
Happy to share my screen.
I don't think I've ever seen this video before.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. Let me know if you want me to share my screen. I'll pull it up.
He can watch it. He can go and watch it.
We can do a little like
yeah.
Hold on, I gotta get through the Carvana ad real quick.
That's right. At Cunningham Muffins, we know that muffins make the best breakfast. So why not try all the exciting new flavors?
Oh god, so that's a good book. It does make me laugh every time.
Asbestos, Iraqi Palestinian conflict muffins. All right, moving on to number two. And so this one, I'm gonna do my top three YouTube videos, and then we can talk about music videos later because the music videos are at the top. But
because the rap music video, right? I understand.
No, fuck that shit. number two for me is the Potter Puppet Pals. I fucking love that shit. You know, Dumbledore, Ron Weasley. Yeah. It's
that lovely. I definitely haven't seen.
Oh
no, I bet you've seen that. I bet you've seen it too.
It was old school like E-bombs world.
Yes.
This might be more of a previous one, but you know my favorite trend is showing up 20 years late
to true. So 20 years
I
old.
I probably haven't seen the
remember, he just recently read all of the Harry Potter books.
Like a year ago.
For the first time, a year ago. It's dumb, and
it's real dumb.
It's so dumb, but it gets stuck in your head, which is why I made it on the list.
No, I don't love it.
So definitely write it down. And you then
check mark for muffins for me, but not for Popper.
All right, well, in the third... The third is because this one stuck with everybody. It stuck with me. Yes, everyone knows this one. It is Charlie the Unicorn. It was one of the originals.
I got to downplay it like that.
No. I'm about to
hype it up.
I'm about to bring it back up. Even though it was one of the very first ones that really like went crazy, like it never slowed down. Like everybody knew what it was. So it has to make the Hall of Fame. Even though it's my third favorite, it's almost like it's the must, like it has fine. To be in.
Just because it's your third favorite doesn't mean it doesn't make the podium or the
truth.
The magical Leoplerodon and
magical
oh god they stole my kidney.
Yes.
Drew, it's so good. Give me your three, Drew.
All right, I'll do a different three because Charlie the Unicorn was on mine. Number one, and I think I referenced this in the show not that long ago, but the double rainbow guy.
Double rainbow. It's beautiful.
Oh my god. And the just majesty and amount of sincerity in the man, like crying at the sight of a double rainbow. In my life, I've had very few moments where I've just been that overcome with emotion about a geological or a, you know, a physical thing happening.
An act of nature, yeah.
Just an act of nature, seeing it and being like, I'm gonna just upload
down
this
into
to YouTube.
Tears. Yeah.
That's one of my tops. The Numa Numa dance.
Yes.
Nice.
To this day.
Too many memories.
Can't recite
so good.
The entire thing. That kid.
My
yes, exactly. My living his absolute best life.
Do you know the name of the song?
I'm sure I did back in the
starts
day.
Starts with a D and ends in Dragon Sadinte. Come on. Yeah, come nice. On now.
Dude, I remember practicing that in your basement, Travis.
Yep. We've been friends a long time.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah. Number three for me.
Departed.
And I will do proud backups later, I guess. But the David Blaine Magic series.
The
yes, the levitation.
The fake. Yeah, the spoof on David Blaine with it. Stop putting shit on our body, David Blaine. He's like, call your mom right now. 100%. And he just looks at the camera with that like spindly little mustache that he has. It hasn't aged as well as some others, but if you go back and watch it is so fantastic. Absolutely love. And I think there's three of them. The first and second one are really good. The third one, not as much, but yeah.
There were a few of them. There might have been more than three. I remember watching a few of them.
The first one got me because it had he hands them a bunch of like cue cards. And he's like saying the things that are happening on the cue cards as the other guy is saying them. And Dave Blaine's just like looking at the camera, like with that like shaky head thing he does.
Oh, that's a good list. So that's good. A solid list. Okay. So here is the earth. Mm. Here is the world.
But I am tired.
The end of Z World has not been mentioned yet. There have been some really good ones, but end of Z World,
that's
still referenced to this day. Like, it one of the best, most random YouTube videos of all time. The other two I have might be a little niche, but I'm a try. The first one of this is, I'm going to say niche. I like, it's a small niche. It could be niche. I don't know. Is the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy. It's the video where some struggling collegiate news anchor, I guess the teleprompter died or he's filling in for someone and has never done it before. And he's trying to do the play-by-play for a recent basketball game that their college had. And he fails miserably, and at some point he's just like,
so good.
Guy pulls up for he doesn't know even the players' names on the team. He just like passes it to the man. He shoots a three, and boom goes the dynamite. It's like one tagline he got in, and the rest of the video is him just failing miserably. At one point, you can see him shaking his head to the camera and mouthing the words "I'm so sorry." He doesn't say it, but he's like visually distraught. Like, I felt so bad for the guy, but it makes for great content, and I love the Boom Goes Dynamite guy. The other one I have, not necessarily something like crazy funny, but was one of the things that I think sparked an entire, I'll call it a YouTube empire at the time, but give me Epic Mealtimes, the fast food lasagna, where they go to, I think it's 3 to 5 different fast food joints. And layer of this lasagna is essentially 10 burgers from one place, a layer of like the McDonald's sauce, the Big Mac sauce. It's a layer of Big Mac sauce, a bunch of cheese, a bunch of bacon, and then a layer of a different hamburger, the Big Mac sauce, bacon, cheese. And then they baked it in an oven, came out, and then they ate it. Like, maybe not, to me, like the funniest one, not the overall, just something that the internet had never seen before. Like, it'd seen funny random ones, but had never seen some monstrosity at this level. And I think that deserves its place in history. Mm-hmm. Those are my three. Rick, round us out.
So one is going to be a throwaway because I've spent all day trying to find it, but I just need it to be acknowledged.
Wait. Can I guess? It was a TV commercial. You and I know. Never mind.
No, but that fantastic.
It scared the fuck out of me.
The car commercial where they're interviewing.
I can't find it. I need it.
The Buffett says that scares the shit out of me, and then the people in the behind the window goes perfect. Like that, great. But no. So there is some sort of Arab music video.
Two knock.
Yes, that one. Yes, thank you.
Two knock. I got you, boo.
Two knock.
Changes.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
That needs to be mentioned as one on my list. For two, give me any Whitest Kids You Know video. Ooh. If I need to like narrow it down, I'm gonna say the Grapist. If I have to pick a certain one,
yeah, Grapist is
the
good.
Grapist. I love it.
Was
I'm gonna grape you in the mouth, you know?
Was You Never Touch Tips the whitest kids you know?
I think so.
And then the slow,
yeah, drip, that was a good
like.
One. Yeah,
there's,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
There's just so many you can pick for wise. So that's why I would like to just select them. But if I have to pick one, I'm gonna go the Grapist.
I'm putting you down for the Grapist.
That's fine. And then the last one, I'm gonna double down. Charlie the Unicorn.
Okay.
It's hilarious to me, and it is worthy of a double vote.
I don't disagree with that. I want to do a recap. We'll pick three, and then we can go into I'll splice it in somewhere. I'll do the recap. Yes! We'll pick three.
Excuse me, I'm gonna listen to it real quick. I'm muting myself.
And then we can go through some backups or other ones that honorable mentions that maybe we'll do a fourth. Okay, so Ben, you had Muffins, Potter, Puppet Pals, Charlie the Unicorn. Drew, you had Double Rainbow, the Numa Nuba guy, and the David Blaine spoofs. I had End of Z World, Boom Goes the Dynamite, and Epic Meal Times Fast Food Lasagna. Rick had Tunak Tunak, the Grapist, and Charlie the Unicorn. I don't know. I think we can probably all say Charlie the Unicorn. I don't think I've seen Rick this happy.
I'll put Charlie the Unicorn up there.
Okay. I think that's an easy one.
And for our listeners that are younger than us and haven't been down this rabbit hole, there are sequels to that. I think there's a second and a third. Not as funny, but still worth a
watch. We have to go to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Oh, Candy Mountain.
Candy Mountain.
Drew, I know it's big to you. I don't like Double Rainbow. I never got it. It's not bad. It's just like, yeah, the guy was obsessed with it, and that was.
And I'm fine. I am absolutely fine with it not being in the final running.
Okay.
I will fight for David Blaine, though.
That was solid pick.
Numa Numa.
I'm good with David Blaine over Numa Numa. The spoofs on David Blaine were fucking hilarious. I remember those seeing for the first time.
I haven't seen one of them.
Just the it was the look. Like, it was literally the look that brought it all together. Like, hey, that's funny. And then the guy is just like,
what the F, David Blaine? I'm okay with putting that in the, I don't want to say maybe moving it on, but we don't want to do Numa Numa. We don't want to do Dragon Sardinte.
I think put David Blaine over that.
100%. I think it's a good.
I love both of them so much, but I rewatchability for the comedy side of things, I would go for David Blaine.
Okay. And that's what we're going for. Like, at least in my opinion, like when it comes to a memorable YouTube video, I want to remember something funny, something that made me laugh, smile, whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily something catchy. Like, catchy is great.
And I don't have to rewatch Numa Numa. It lives rent-free in my head all the time.
And you can constantly play the song and do the dance whenever you want.
It's in my head.
Because to Ben's point, like, the Star Wars kid is an honorable mention, but it's not... Like, yeah, like, it's catchy, it's funny, but it's not necessarily like we can just mention it and be like, haha, yeah, like, I don't need to see it. Like, funny enough, I'm on board with that.
Okay, so we've gone through Drew's and David Blaine. I'm not ready to put David Blaine in yet, but I'm okay with it making, you know, first in if there's nothing better. But I think End of Z World has to be in there. It's on par to me with Charlie the Unicorn, maybe slightly lower, but fire the missiles, but I'm tired. Okay, take a nap, then fire the missiles.
It's same style.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie's better, but
I'm
but,
not
but
saying
same,
it is,
but same style.
Yeah,
I'm but same I'm not... style is like salad fingers, like it's same style. It's just I put it as a maybe. Yeah,
okay, we'll put it, I'll put
if,
it in
if, a... if we're gonna pick three, I think we maybe pick three stock, like three.
We can, but of the ones that are left, Muffins, Potter Puppet Pals, Dynamite, Epic Meal Time, Tunak Tunak, and the Grapist, I would pick Tunak Tunak and the Grapist.
Yes, that's right. You will.
That's probably
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. So then we have as much as I want to put Epic Mealtime in there because it's just different from all the other ones.
No.
It is different from all the other ones.
Well, I know. Yes,
you said
too different.
Yeah, you're right. I agree it's different, but to put it in there.
Muffins. No.
It's on the list of a different list, Travis.
Yes. Thank you.
That's Drew. Fair. That's fair. If we had categories for Hall of Fame, it would be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
It would
platform okay. for 100%.
All right. But. So one of these has to go. The David Blaine spoofs, End of Z World, Two Knock, Two Knock, and The Grapist.
I've never seen the David Blaine ones, so I'm gonna go in Ends of Z World.
Oh, actually, after watching The Grapist, even though it was funny,
I don't care as long as Two Knock, Two Knock, and The Grapist make it. I don't.
Well, it was just really funny that you were like, "Well, I've never seen the David Blaine ones, so I'm gonna pick the one I have seen." Like, I would think you'd pick the one you haven't seen.
If I'm being really honest, I haven't seen the other one either.
You haven't seen End of Z World.
Hold on, give me time.
Yeah. Go watch.
Did you watch all of Muffins?
Have to have.
Of that list, in my head, as much as love the David Blaine ones,
I can't agree to that.
They're not as iconic to me, right? Like, they're hilarious, but End of Z World, Two Knock, Two Knock, The Grapist, we have to get rid of two of these four because we already have Charlie the Unicorn in there. So
I would. Honestly, get rid of as much as I love it. I would get rid of Tudok before I got rid of.
I'm not terribly mad at that because it's such a niche.
Again, it's one of those Numa's where
I'm okay with that.
The song lives in my head, so yeah. I don't need to.
I agree.
It's actually a niche. Watch.
It just has to be mentioned. I don't necessarily need it to win. It just to not mention it in this conversation is criminal. I'm okay with it, you know, going up, striking out.
So I think, are we putting The Grapist in?
The Grapist, I will fight people over. Yes,
I'd put The Grapist in specifically because we're including most of Why Does Kids You Know, which is.
It's The Grapist. Because I like a lot of the stuff they did, but that one was hilarious. Far and away the best one they've ever done. So Grapist, End of Z World, or the David Blaine spoof?
For me, I'll pull out The Grapist just because I've watched it once and it was funny, but End of Z World and David Blaine hit home for me because I watched them 100 times.
End of Z World in.
Over The Grapist, I will do that.
Drew, of those three, is End of Z World on your either
segment? I would rather have End of the World than The Grapist.
Okay.
Because I objectively find it funnier and more rewatchable.
I was gonna go through some honorable mentions.
All my honorable mentions are music videos. That's why I didn't say them. So,
so I had, I don't know if this counts as a music video, but I had the Hamster Dance.
Gray area.
Yeah. I had the auto tune song for Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. Good one. Not really a music video. I had, this is actually a more recent one. There's a COVID one, I believe. But the guy's name was Robert Kelly. And it's when his kids interrupted him when he was doing a BBC interview. And like the little girl comes like bouncing in and she's super happy. And then all of a sudden, like the nanny comes in and has to like grab both kids and yank them out of there while he's in mid interview on the BBC. Hilarious. I had, this one was a niche one too. Drew, you probably know this one. The weird Satanist guy.
Yes.
I don't know. Hail Satan. You know, that guy, super fucking weird, but like love him. And then I had the zombie kid.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Yeah.
It was such like a, it makes me laugh every time. I could put them forward as the best.
Yeah, no, there's ones that like get me every time when I come across them, but I don't necessarily need to watch them all the time. I have a really long list and I'll go through them real quick. I would be remiss and not necessarily like YouTube video, but YouTube adjacent. Part of culture. The Rickroll.
Yes.
What is that?
I didn't know how
Rick Astley's never going to give you up.
Rick Astley's never going to give you up.
Oh, yeah. Somebody. Oh, my gosh.
I was about to be like, what do you mean? What is
absolutely. That? Absolutely. So I never heard it called the Rickroll. I apologize.
It didn't quite fit
Rick Astley
in this category, but I feel like we would be dishonoring that legacy.
It needs to be mentioned, but it's not. Yes. It doesn't fit.
Exactly. It doesn't fit exactly.
But it has blown up in the last several years.
In a similar vein to yours, Travis, the Leprechaun sighting video.
Yes.
And the Ain't Nobody Got Time for That.
Yep.
Auto-tune the news. Those were good. Leave Britney Alone.
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Leave, or Lazy Sunday.
Basically, yeah, any YouTube video that was mentioned in the South Park episode where theoretically.
Yes. Yes.
And then there was one I came across, which I had never seen in my research, but it's Guy Fieri. Eating to Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Nice. What?
And it's clips of him on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives eating food, but with Johnny Cash singing that really sad, slow song.
I love
about
that
how
song.
He hurts himself to yes. feel anything.
That's so good.
And it's phenomenal. I highly suggest it. It made my list just for I was like watching and I was like, this is absolutely fantastic. Oh, and wait, sorry.
Go for it. Go for it.
Last super niche one. Put the Team on My Back. Have you seen
yes,
that one?
Of course.
The guy playing Madden.
Yes.
Who's like, God, oh,
Greg Jennings.
Put a team on his back. God's got a broken leg. He's just running.
Rick, what did you think of David Blaine parody?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
So I think Rick and I are on the Grapist, and then Ben and Drew are on David Blaine.
I don't love the Grapist that
we
much.
We have four. I we have four. Don't. It's great.
Two solids and two backups.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
all right. That. I didn't get to say my backup. So my one backup was a music video. And the only reason I put it in this is because it was post MTV music video hype. It was 2013 and it blew up because of YouTube and because of the internet, and that was Hopeless Wanderer from the Mumford and Sons.
Oh, that is a good one.
Jason Sudeikis and Jason Bateman and Will Forte and Ed Helms. Fucking phenomenal writing for whoever built that music video, and it absolutely blew up because of things like YouTube that put it like on that. The map. It was amazing.
I like that.
If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it.
It's a really addicting video.
I've watched it.
No, don't you dare.
No.
Don't.
Don't take this away from him.
No.
Son of a dick.
I love that.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Guys, we're going to jump right into it. Guys, I want to just do something crazy. I want to take something that's not addictive at all and make it addictive. Who has thoughts?
I struggled with this one because I was like, what, like an actual like addiction versus just like something you do as a habit.
You porn addict.
You physically or mentally need this.
Yeah, need this.
Need it.
And I wanted to make it fun, but not like destructive like most addictions right. are. So I drink a shit ton of alcohol. For me, I think the most fun thing to make addictive, like you compulsively just have to do it because you like the rush of it. Finding fun rocks, putting them in your pockets. It's something I remember as a kid doing, and I honestly still to this day sometimes do it. And especially now that I have nieces and nephews and they're like that age of like 5 to 10.
Uncle Drew, look at this rock.
Exactly. And I'm like, hey, holy great. Crap, that's a awesome rock. You should take that home. But to make it something that's like a compulsion of like, I have to do this and I have to collect these and they have to be awesome and I have to like to actually feel better about myself makes it seem just even better. Yeah, just walking along, like hold on, I gotta grab this rock.
And I now finally have an excuse to wear cargo pants.
Yes, Right? Cargo shorts are now must imperative.
Imperative.
I love that.
Dude,
can't my support old anything that encourages cargo shorts. I'm sorry.
My old boss, wholesome
answer.
I'm wearing cargo shorts right now. Whenever we would play golf, he would take three or four giant rocks he would find on the golf course, put them on the golf cart, and then we would drive back to his car before we had to turn in the golf cart so he could put them in his trunk before we turned it in.
That is...
It's something that doesn't disappear when you become an adult.
Yeah, absolutely not. It's rocks, man. They rock.
Rock. Then I'll go for something that rhymes with rock because all of you know me very well.
Cock.
Yeah. not as addictive as you would think. For me, though, something that is extremely addictive, I know you're all going to hate me for this, but it's socks. Socks are addictive for me. I have to have socks. I have all different kinds. Fuck, man, we just had a Florida State football game. I bought three pairs of Florida State Argyle socks just so that I could rotate them throughout the game. Like, socks are addictive for me. Like, I have beer pong socks, I have Buccaneers, I have socks for every instance of whatever I need them for.
No, you don't.
It's an addiction.
What are your podcast socks?
Well, that's a good point. I need some podcast socks.
Podcast socks. I know I'm getting you for Hanukkah.
That just means he needs it more.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Rick.
I'm an enabler.
Thank you for enabling my addiction.
Thank you for feeding the monster.
And then my backup was Mrs. Cholula. She's an addiction. Fucking hot sauce.
I like that one.
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
That one has a better chance of winning than socks.
Yeah, I'm aware. That's why I'm throwing it out there.
Okay.
Socks was personal. Cholula is more everybody. But she can be my addiction. I love her for the rest of my life.
Than your...
Yes.
Really? I actually like socks.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
I went a very obscure route, and I wanted to get something that was not readily accessible. It was very difficult to obtain. That's the word. And I also wanted it to be fun. Cause like you, Drew, like you, Ben, I didn't want something that would be overly destructive. I didn't want something to make you unhealthy. It could be actually a little destructive if you had too much of it. I'm not sure, but I went with sulfur hexafluoride.
Is that salt?
No. It's the, we'll call it the opposite of helium. If helium makes your voice super high, sulfur hexafluoride makes your voice crazy super low. And if you inhale, it's like more dense than air. You can float stuff on top of it if you have it in a container. And if you inhale it, your voice goes insanely deep, like two octaves deeper. It's nuts. And again, it's difficult to obtain. So if you're addicted to it, it's not something you could just like get easily, but you have to go for it. You have to try it. And I just think it would be really fun to live in a world where everyone's voice was two octaves deeper or randomly two octaves deeper.
Or trying to get their fix on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things that were two
octaves. Versus Drew, don't get me wrong, but I feel like I would just take those awesome rocks and just play you've got graveled.
Yeah, and Travis, I appreciate your thought process and hard to get.
Don't but for those me. Of us say it's bad. Say it's bad.
It's not bad. It's just a lot of us already have low voices. So what's your backup?
Deep. I'm saying like we have low voices, right? Two octaves deeper. You were in band. Octaves deeper.
Yeah, but then I can't fucking hear you.
You can. It's just crazy, super low. You can. It's like almost guttural.
It's like living in a world where everybody is James Earl Jones. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Basically, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Awesome,
that would be an amazing,
incredible.
I said it, and then I immediately hated myself.
Like James Earl Jones. Oh my god!
You're right.
Sign me up for that tomorrow.
Apologize for that for everybody out there.
Everything would be an epic movie quote.
Yeah.
See, Travis presented
meetings
like that.
Would be great at that point.
You're right. I appreciate the assist there. Rick, what's your new addiction? What's your new fix?
To me, addictions are about interventions. And so it's not so much what the addiction is, it's more, what am I trying to prevent? And so to me, if someone got addicted to haircuts and like you're a bald man trying to go, or you know, enter like whiskers, you know, hair length on your head, and you're trying to go get a haircut, and then Drew and Ben are trying to be like, no, you're fine, it can grow out longer. Like, just that whole byplay, that excites me.
Well, so that to me, I'm confused, because that almost seems like an aversion to hair versus an addicted to the hair. Like,
all right, it's fine.
That's different, though.
Haircut, going to the dentist, you know, insert your thing here.
But you have to, like, crave wanting to get your hair cut.
Yes.
That's the addictive part.
Yes, that's okay. It's not so much the hair length as, like, I want to go get my hair cut. And so because, you know, you're bald, it gets, like, a quarter of an inch long. You're like, oh, they can finally cut it now. I'm going to go get it, cut it. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's, like, it's finally long enough for someone to cut it again, or, you know, shave it maybe. That would be hilarious to me. And you're like, dude, it's only like a quarter of an inch long. Like, it's been a week. That would just be funny to me. Seeing a bunch of goal line defenses outside barbershops to prevent people from getting haircuts. That's what I want.
I don't know. I mean, Rick, to kind of expand on your point, like, maybe the addiction is having people make you better. Like, I'm addicted to going to people and having them work on me. Like, that could be like an addiction. Totally.
Whatever your angle is, I don't need it. Just the act of getting your hair cut. Like, I don't need to know your background to it. But
because you could put that in the realm of like plastic surgery or. Yeah.
Which is addictive.
And any kind of.
I mean, if we're willing to up the ante, like, I'll pick a different, you know.
I mean, even if we're sticking with hair, like one of my backups was an addiction was washing hair. Like, that can be an addiction. Like, I have to wash my hair 3 times a day. Like,
okay. So to recap, we've got rocks. We've got socks.
I love rocks.
We've got sulfur hexafluoride, and we've got making yourself better. What's going to be the new addiction?
I mean, I'm putting rocks out there.
I kind of like rocks.
I'm good with rocks.
I'm a fan as well.
Yeah, let's go with rocks.
Solid.
I've got one in my pocket right out of the get. Yeah.
Rock. Let's be honest.
They're just super fucking cool, guys.
They're so cool. And I mean, at the end of the day, you could gravel someone.
You keep mentioning that, and I don't know what that means.
It's you.
Yes, you do. It's from Scrubs, where they intentionally rocks in their shoe. Gravel.
Okay. Yes.
Which they all happen to be doctors.
That's terrible. So bad.
It's just awful.
Boom. Segue.
What a fucking stretch.
Boom. Segue. That was the best segue I think I've ever done in my life.
I need a football break. Hold on.
In my life.
Yeah. I need a gym really? Break.
You're gonna die on that hill.
Yeah.
I need a gin break. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with a message from our sponsor. Maybe? I don't know.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rocket Guitar Repair. Is your guitar beat up, dented, or is there dirt from the 70s still under the controls? Well, you're in luck. At Rocket Guitar Repair, Ray works on everything. From acoustic and electric guitars to bass guitars, banjos, mandolins, if it has strings, Ray can fix it. With over 50 years playing, repairing, and building guitars, Rocket Guitar Repair can get your guitar repaired rocket quick. Call Rocket Guitar Repair at 678-400-3062 or visit rocketguitarrepair.com.
Fair enough. All right, guys. Guys, Rick, of all people, had a great idea. Let's all just like stare at him and say, good job, Rick. Hey. Good job, Rick. Positive affirmations, right?
Happy birthday.
Good job, Rick.
If he's a puppy, he'll repeat it.
His idea was to determine what a patient actually means when answering the standard doctor questions. And so what I have is standard doctor questions. We're going to kind of come up with what those answers might be if we were patients, and then also at the same time determine what it actually means. So a very easy one is going to be, doctor asks a patient, do you consume alcohol? And if you do, how much and how often? So we'll start with that. If a doctor asks that, what's a stereotypical answer to that question? And what does it mean?
I'm going to go because I'm going to give the answer I gave my doctor last week. And they asked, how often do I drink alcohol? And I was like, oh, you know, two or three times a week, which means I have two long hours every night. So, you know, if you know, two or three times a week.
Technically, not wrong.
Yeah.
Not a lie.
It's just the upper limit is.
I will not lie to my doctor.
Dude, I do have alcohol two to three times a week, but it's actually like 5 to 6 times a day.
My doctor also asked me if I had tobacco products. And I was like, yeah, I had a cigar at a wedding once. Yes. I've had a cigar two or three times this month. And by month, I mean week.
So let me turn this on its head. What does it mean when someone comes in and says, yeah, I have 2 to 3 drinks a night? They say that legitimately to the doctor. What does that actually mean?
To answer that, it means you have a certain amount of alcohol daily is what that means. And so for my contacts for that is not only mine answer. When I was a platoon leader in the Army, we had surveys we had to answer. And one of the questions was, how much alcohol do you have a night? And one of our soldiers said, I drink a 12 pack a night to go to sleep.
God damn.
So we talked to him and was like, hey, man.
Wasn't even multiple choice. He wrote that down.
He wrote that down. I was like, if you're actually struggling like with alcohol, tell us and we can get you help. However, if you just enjoy beer and you happen to have that every night, don't put that because you're going to end up in classes. So if you are actually struggling, put it and we can get you help. But if you just enjoy beer at night, don't put that.
I love that terminology of like, are you struggling with alcohol? No, it goes down real easy.
Right, Actually, I'm not struggling at all.
It's real, real easy to just drink
the entire time. Right, and for context to that, what have we meant struggling? We're like, are you struggling with PTSD? Like, you know, right. Like that kind of thing. Not necessarily the alcohol.
Do you absolutely have to have the alcohol to fall asleep?
Do you need the alcohol or just...
Are like you sleep? Addicted to... Oh, wait, no, that's the other way. Bad segue. Sorry. Wrong way. Yes.
So to me, if you say 2 or 3 a night, it means you fucking crush whatever your normal amount is daily.
Okay.
I feel like before we go any further, there's sort of a, I don't know what the term for it is, but there's sort of a cross section where it becomes the truth.
Yeah.
Where like, if you say, oh, I have like 2 or 3 drinks a week, you're fucking lying. If you say I have 2 or 3 drinks a night, that's actually probably pretty true. Yeah.
And the lower end of true.
And the lower end of true. And then there's obviously the people who are like, I drink a 1.5 of vodka just so I can knock myself the fuck out. Like, that's the high end of it. But there is that, like, cross-section of truth where the patient is actually trying to be honest with the doctor. It's like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 drinks even a night. Not the best. But not getting...
Your blood pressure looks fine, so keep at it. It's fine.
Yeah, your tests have all come back. Yeah, you should probably cut back a little bit.
But it's working for you. It's working for you.
Right.
And for me, kind of to Drew's point, but I mean, I guess Rick's yours too. So for me, it was always like, if you go in and answer the answer kind of wishy-washy, like 2, 3, 4 times a week, okay, you're obviously lying. But if you ask me how many times I drink a night, it's like twice a week, like succinct, like specific number. Okay, right. You're probably pretty close. Night,
it is only twice, but you didn't ask me about the day. Where...
But once you start throwing in multiple numbers or a range, for me, that's the giveaway. Like when you can't give us a specific number, once you start giving a range, then you're just completely full of shit.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Do a slightly different scenario, and I'm looking for percentages here. Someone walks in, they get asked this question, and they say, oh, I don't drink. What percentage of people are lying?
75.
Oh, honestly, that's probably a pretty low number.
You think it's probably closer to like 90?
People that say they don't drink and that are honest?
Yeah.
So I would say it's probably 80 to 90% that are honest.
25% are honest to that question.
I saying you do not drink to a doctor is such a lie. A hard thing, because they can tell. Like, they have your blood work.
Right.
They have your life signs or bio signs, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Yeah.
I'll give you 25% to rarely drink. Like if I answer that question, I rarely drink. 25%.
I would, as a doctor, don't drink. If I were a doctor, I would suspect the person drinking more heavily if they said, yeah, I only drink, you know, such and such more than I would suspect somebody who said, I do not drink.
No, because I agree. Because, like, it's the same question. Do you smoke? Like, regular smokers will downplay it. People who are like me, who have like three or four cigars a month, will say, no, I don't smoke. So to me, like, if you're, it's the same question. So like, if you say no, you're a liar, fuck off. It means you have like a couple glasses of wine a month, or, you know, insert drink here.
Mm.
But the true percentage that say you never have drank is like less than 3% to that question. I'll give you 5 for this context. But
I think it's a perception thing of like, the you and I, Rick, the comparison between like, I'm a smoker, I know that I smoke, and, you know, that has changed recently, but, you know, I would,
yeah,
proud of you.
Realistically, on the podcast, I'll say about a half a pack a day for almost 15 years. That varied wildly depending on alcohol intake and that kind of thing, but that was my normal, was about a half pack a day.
Sure.
Yes, I am a smoker. I identify as a smoker, as somebody who like has a cigar every once in a while. I don't necessarily identify as somebody who smokes.
Right.
Because cigars aren't really considered in that category as much.
But they are to doctors.
Doctors,
and
yes.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
It's all about perception of that.
That's my point.
And that's, you're making a good point, Rick, because I smoke 5 or 6 cigars a year.
Right.
And I am a non-smoker. I don't smoke.
Right. But
the fact that I have 5 or 6 cigars a year, my doctor expects me to say yes, that I'm a smoker.
To disclose that information.
But there's a certain stigma.
No, agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
There's a certain stigma that comes with it.
Because like,
you want to downplay it more.
To us, I too would classify you as a non-smoker, right? And so I insert that to drinking. Like, you know, if you have a wedding or a significant event to where there's a toast involved, and maybe there's 4 a year, right? Like, you wouldn't say you're a drinker. However,
you don't drink, but you have had some drinks.
Right.
All right. I get that point. That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, so why don't we move on? Are you sexually active?
Is that a question? I mean,
that's the doctor question. Is are
right
you
right now? I want to be. But, I mean, you know.
Well, so that's the.
Okay, so here's, wait. I have to divide this. Is it like, so if it's asked to a married man, he says yes, is he lying and saying no, he never has sex, or is it to a single person?
That's a good qualifier. I like that qualifier
The married man says yes, and you think, well, the married man's not having a lot of sex. The single guy says yes or says no, but he's having a lot of sex. Like, it's,
I like the differentiator, because I think that for if you are single and you answer, I'm going to go super stereotypical frat guy answer of like, hell yeah, I'm sexually active. Like, I smash 10 women a week. What does that actually mean?
I think that's hard because it's like, if I came in,
it is hard. That's usually how
she thinks it's hard too.
If I came in because it burns when I pee, that's a different answer to the question than if I come in just because I'm getting my yearly physical.
Let's take it under the guise of a physical. Let's keep it generic. Let's keep it like,
let's get physical.
What is it? If some 25-year-old dude, 28-year-old dude comes in says, I'm smashing 10 times a week.
To me, it doesn't matter why you're there. Because the question doesn't change. Like, if you're in front of a doctor, in this context, if the question is how many chicks do you bang, you're downplaying. And so you take your answer, you half it. So to me, if I answer, you know, and half is loosely turned, generally speaking. So like, if I'm honest enough to the doctor to say 10, like, and honestly, like, we can even say that's three times that, like, I'm smashing 20 to 30 people. If I'm honest enough to say 10, if the question is five, double it, like, that's where I'm at. Like, you are either at minimum halving it, and then depending on
an asymptote, is that the right mathematical term, where like, as you say more, you're actually being more honest, right? So if you say 10, you're already like at the upper limit. Like, there's only 7 days a week. If you're saying 10 a week, you're probably not downplaying it too much.
No, right? If you're saying 10 a week, I imagine you're a D1 quarterback and you're
I would say
the more you admit, the closer you are to what.
Yeah. Whereas like, if you say like, oh, twice a week, it's probably closer to six, right? That's where I think you'd be downplaying it. If you say, oh, once a month, you're, you know, maybe at the other end of the spectrum and you're actually in the negatives. But that's a sine graph. Am I doing that right? Math.
We're in our 30s. I have no idea.
I still math. Jew. So I think as you get higher in number, you're either really close to the actual number or you're over exaggerating because you want to look good, is the other side of the coin. Like, you're telling the doctor, yes, I'm having sex. Oh, it's this many times. It's kind of like a bro move to overhype yourself, but it's in a weird case of a doctor. So it could go one of those two ways. Or if you're saying maybe once a week, it's probably higher. And if you're saying, you know, if you're trying to be modest and saying, oh yeah, maybe a couple times a month, three, four times a month, whatever, you're over exaggerating and you've gone the other way. So I think there's somewhere in the middle where you flip to the other side.
Does your answer change based on whether your doctor is a male or female and whether you find your doctor attractive?
For me, no.
Yeah, I'm going to go with every other person in the world, yes, but I appreciate your answer.
But like, what if we're taking that avenue? I'm going to double down. Does your hot doctor have a wedding ring on or no? Because then that would further factor. Because if she's married, no, it doesn't change my answer. I'm going to downplay it. If she's not married, we're not even making it to that point of the conversation before I get kicked out of the doctor's office. And I'm like, hey, Dr. Honey, do you want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings? And, you know.
And we know what
Rick's, how many times?
First of all, proud of
we
you.
We know what Rick's search history looks like.
First of all, proud of you. Taking the attractive part out of it, I think that based on everybody's comfort levels, whether it's a male or female doctor, I think people answer things differently. I mean,
it's all about the
attractive. I would say absolutely. Everybody has a preference on whether they'd have a certain male or female doctor for certain areas.
I can't think of a time where I've answered differently, but I also can't think of a time where I've had a female doctor. I usually have a male doctor. I've had a couple of times where
I have both. I have both
I've had like a nurse come in and conduct the physical, but I'm not asking her. She's not asking the questions.
See, but in effect, even if it's not direct, there is an effect there. Whether it's a non-direct effect or not, I mean,
I don't think so, because I think it's a level of maturity.
Everybody has Travis a comfort level. It's a comfort level based on whether you're a male or a female. You have a comfort level on whether you're general doctor, your dermatologist, or whatever it is, or for women, your gyno, whether it's a male or female. I mean, you have a preference. No, I can't either, but I'm saying there is a preference.
Yeah, but I think you said 99%.
Yeah, that's a large percentage.
You had said 50%,
99% of people, I would say, have a preference.
I
disagree with that. If you were to say, I agree with Travis here. If you were to say like 45%,
65%,
yeah, I would agree with that. But to say 99% of people have a preference, I would say 99% people.
I have a preference. If you guys don't, then great. I do.
I go upwards of 80. Like,
wait. So let's do an unscientific poll.
Travis and I
don't care. Ben cares. Drew, where are you?
I would say 80 ish.
Okay, so
I have a preference.
So like 75.
If I can't get my preference
up to 85,
so 75, the straw poll here, 75% don't care.
Prefer a doctor of the same gender.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily the preference of the question isn't the preference of the gender. It's the does your answer change if the gender is different?
No.
Oh,
because I'm going to lie to you equally if you're a male or female.
Right. That's what Ben was saying. 99% of people will change their answer based on a gender that they are attracted to.
I'm giving you the same lie no matter what doctor you are.
Like if I'm going to the doctor, which I do not love to do.
Lol, who goes to the doctor?
Who goes to the doctor? Which I do not love to do. I'm there for results. And to figure out a if something's wrong with me, or just to maintain and make sure that I'm okay and not dying.
What's question three?
Next question. Are you experiencing any pain, and can you describe it? This one, I want to jump out there because
my left testicle hurts.
I have such a hard I have such a hard time answering this question, and I'm not trying to make myself like a hard ass of like, I know things can hurt. Right. And I think I've said this on this podcast before. I'm very hesitant to give anything a 10 out of 10 or a 1 out of 10. Like it should be a bell curve. Those are extremes.
Can I interject real quick?
I got shot. Yeah.
Before you keep going. It's because you're a reasonable person.
I know
this should be a whole separate topic.
No, I know. I know.
Like normal people refuse to give. And now the caveat is like, if it's a survey, you don't give two shits about, right? You're going to give five.
Right. You're going to give five. Yeah.
Right. But the normal person, I would agree with that, doesn't want to give the extreme answer. You want to give your honest answer.
Right. You're trying to give some sort of honest answer, but I have where I struggle is I don't know.
I'm right there with you on this.
I have a hard time differentiating between, I know like what if one is no pain, zero is no pain, that's fine. I know what a four is.
You don't use.
I know what an eight is, the smiley scale. I know what a four, I know what an eight is. Other than that, like to me, if I'm like, I'm in pain, if it's not like a 5, 6, 7, 8, I'm going to say I'm not in pain. I'm not trying to be a hard ass, but it's like,
no, that's fair.
You're not
being a hard ass.
There's discomfort.
It's discomfort, or it's something I can live with. It's like, it hurts, but I'm like, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to sit here and complain about it and say it's a problem that we need to solve right now. It's just, I just had surgery and my finger hurts or whatever.
And you're like, obviously it would.
Because, there's no issue, but I'm having some discomfort. And so that's always been a hard problem or a hard question for me to answer because I don't know how to answer it. It's such an open-ended, weird
I don't think you're being a hard ass by saying
I don't feel pain.
No, yeah, because that's not what you're saying. You're not saying you don't feel pain. You're taking your pain into context.
Yes.
And you're like and you're saying you just cut me open with a butcher knife. Obviously it's gonna hurt. And so with that context,
I'm good.
Like, but right,
but good.
I can still sleep at night. I
there's a portion
also true to Drew
of the population that can't differentiate that and only put it on one scale. And yes, I like it it just exists. In my experience, it's probably a larger portion than probably should be, but it's one of those ones where like you can't find a sliding scale. And the difference between I just got my foot amputated because it got crushed by a car or something like that is different than
it is.
I have a cut and I need somebody to put a Band-Aid on it type of feeling. So yes, there's a definite
there's a reasonable person standard with it. Can we say that?
Yes.
We put it that way?
There's that's hard to describe between
it is
different people because the worst hurt that I've ever had is different than the worst hurt that you've ever had.
Sure.
And they may be similar, but there's just no scale that encompasses all of that.
Some of it's like you said, it's experience. Like I have the same talk with my 3-year-old. He's like, "Yeah, my legs hurt so bad." I'm like, "Do you want me to break your ACL? You want me to tear it?"
Right.
We'll see what happens. We'll see. I'll show you true pain. It's fine. No, too much. Okay,
not too much.
I won't do that. I'm like,
you ended up
like you don't do it, but like,
really cool bubble things that lifted your weight and did.
That was the treadmill. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. So
was
I'm not mad.
Pretty. Guys, it is time for last call. We're doing the classic. Would you rather? We're gonna go Ben, Rick, and then Drew. I don't know how many we're gonna do. We're just gonna keep going until we stop. Try to answer these as quickly as possible. First gut feeling. You guys ready? Cool. Don't care. Ben, would you rather eat a block of 20-year-old moldy cheese or have an afro that grows whenever you tell a lie?
Afro.
Rick.
Moldy cheese.
Drew.
Afro. That'd be awesome.
Awesome. Ben, would you rather have to always stuff your pants with hermit crabs before leaving your house or have a strange rash where you sprout multicolored butterfly wings all over your body?
Hermit crabs suck. Caught them as a kid. Butterflies are beautiful, so I'll be a butterfly.
Okay, Rick.
Yeah, I too am gonna choose the beautiful butterfly wrap.
Yep, that's fair. Drew.
Yeah, I'm going for butterflies.
Yep, that was
wings everywhere.
Yep. Ben, would you rather have a millipede crawl up one nostril and out the other, or live in a world where it rained caramel? We've had that one.
How is that a bad thing?
They're not bad things. They're just
would you rather caramel.
Do you imagine the infrastructure damage from a world raining caramel?
Give it to me.
Rick, caramel or millipede?
Rain caramel on me.
Drew.
I know I said that, but caramel all caramel. Day.
Yeah. Ben, would you rather be able to drink prune juice, only prune juice for the next year, or lick an ice cream cone covered in ants?
Yeah, I'll eat some ants. I don't want prune juice.
Rick.
Same. I don't want anything to do with prunes ever.
That's fair. Drew.
I don't mind prunes, but I like to drink a lot of things, so ice cream
cone. Yes, it is. Okay. Ben, would you rather your parents have to drive twice the speed limit always, or drink a big gulp of sweat wrung out from an NBA player's undergarments?
Love my parents. I'll drink the sweat.
Rick?
I got things to do. Give me the twice the speed limit.
Drew?
Take the extra speed.
Ben, would you rather eat an earwax burrito
or have to brush your teeth each day with 2-year-old nacho cheese?
Yep. I have no idea. Brush my teeth with cheese.
Rick.
Yeah, give me the brush your teeth with cheese, because are you telling me I don't have to use a mojito style toothpaste? Yeah, give me that.
Drew?
Give me the cheese.
Give me the cheese. All right, we're going to do one more just because. Ben, would you rather get wedgied on a flagpole or fight 3 possessed lawnmowers?
Fuck you, lawnmowers. I'm going after you.
Rick.
Yeah, I'll take the lawnmowers.
Okay, Drew.
I'll take the wedgie.
Yeah.
Woo.
Those lawnmower blades are vicious.
Yeah, yep. So I'm just going to comment on the last one. Yeah, I'm going to side with Drew there. I'm not picking wedgie because I enjoy wedgies. I'm picking wedgies because I know I won't die from a wedgie, right? Is it possible that I don't die from...
You don't know that.
Well, it's a lot of assumptions there. You're assuming the lawnmower can jump. You're assuming
I'm saying the likelihood of me dying from a lawnmower, 3 possessed lawnmowers, is greater than me dying from getting a wedgie on a flagpole. I'm not saying it's significant. I'm saying it's greater than.
My dad has a gnarly scar from a lawnmower blade on his leg.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even moving at the time.
But what about your grandfather?
That's impressive.
Same scar. It's genetic.
It could have been. Nice.
Did you disclose that in your family history?
It's passed out. No, I did not, because it wasn't pertinent.
Well played.
They were asking about my colon, and I didn't think that was...
Not the lawnmower. See, I would have shared the lawnmower scar to prevent the potential wedgies.
Because chicks dig scars.
In the long ball.
In the long ball. That's fair. Guys, this has been an episode.
It's good.
Well... You can follow us on Twitter. We're going to have stuff on Instagram, finally. We're going to have stuff on YouTube, finally. We're going to have stuff on TikTok, maybe. I don't know. Also, if you feel so inclined as to pay for part of our bar tab, you can donate to the Bar Banter podcast. Find it in the link in the description of this audio recording. You can also go to Spotify. I'll probably mention the link at some point, but yeah, if you want to donate and just help us grow and help us drink and fuel our new rock addiction, please feel free to donate. And with that, just remember, this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.